Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our weekly show. Today, I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them all is my real test. To train them is my cause. I guess you've all found out what we'll be talking about in this episode of Gaming Addict. You're right, we'll be talking about...
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. Train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside.
Pokemon, gotta catch them all.
It's you and me. I know it's my destiny.
Pokemon,
oh, you're my best friend.
In a world we must defend. Pokemon.
Today, a passionate debate is about to take place, as our main topic is what starter to take in the original version of the game. For you newbies who don't know a lot about this debate, here's a quick catch-up. In the first version of the game, that is Pokemon Blue or Red, the player had to choose between Charmander, Squirtle, and Bulbasaur as Pokemon starter. Those three Pokemons are really different. Charmander is a fire-type Pokemon, Squirtle is a water-type Pokemon, and Bulbasaur is a plant-type Pokemon. Those three elements complement each other. Fire beats plant, which beats water, which beats fire. Furthermore, whatever Pokemon you choose as a starter, your nemesis in the game will automatically choose the opposite type of Pokemon, meaning that if you take the fire type, they'll take the water type, and so on. The choice of the starter Pokemon is, and has always been, an endless debate, as people tend to choose their starter Pokemon for their strength or their cuteness. As we are three, we decided to defend one of them each, and apparently the choice were not difficult, as we all choose a different one at the first shot.
Okay, so I'll begin by presenting you Bulbasaur. It is a quadruped Pokemon with a green skin and patches, small and circular red eyes, a pair of pointed teeth on its upper jaw, and a plant bulb on its back, which provides it with energy. To make some point of comparison, it looks like a 1 meter dinosaur. Okay, it's not that impressive, I know. At level 16, it evolves and becomes Ivysaur. The bulb on its back has bloomed into a large pink bud, which gives off a strong aroma when ready to bloom. The weight of the flower prevents it from standing on its hind legs and forces its legs to grow sturdy. It also starts to spend more time in sunlight since it adds to the strength of both Ivysaur and its plant. It evolves again at level 32 into Venusaur. It is the final form of Bulbasaur. The bud on its back has bloomed in a large pink, white-spotted flower. The flower is supported by a thick, brown trunk surrounded by green ferns. It is now a 2-meter dinosaur, taller than you. And don't forget it is a quadruped, so you don't want it to crush your foot because that would hurt.
I'll now present you Squirtle, a badass blue turtle who can wear sunglasses. It's a water-type Pokemon, as you may guess. It can shoot bubbles, which explode on contact, retreat in its shell to be safe, or tackle the opponent with its solid head. Squirtle evolved in Wartortle at level 16, gaining in defense stats and learning some dark techniques like Bite, and water techniques like Aqua Tail or Water Pulse. But the ultimate goal to reach when you start with Squirtle is to reach level 36, to evolve Wartortle into Blastoise. For those of you who don't know Blastoise, imagine a 2-meter turtle who stands up on his 2 feet and with 2 heavy cannons on his shell, allowing him to shoot water at a really high pressure. Ultra badass. Then he can learn Water Pump, the ultimate water type attack, which is simply shooting water from its cannons at so much pressure that it can pierce metal.
Okay, now I will introduce what I consider to be the best starter Pokemon ever, Charmander. Is there anyone here who's always dreamt of igniting his opponent with a cute salamander-shaped Pokemon? If this is the case, then Charmander will do the spell and will fit you very well.
Dream on. If my Squirtle just throw water pearls onto your cute salamander's tail, it dies. How is this a wise choice, you noob?
Well, what can a turtle do, tell me, against a wave of flames? Just a whole wall of flames. Just withdraw, get away from the heat. In terms of evolution and logic, powerful enough attack could turn your tiny shell turtle into a club sandwich.
Yeah, true. But it's pretty useful to defeat easily the first Arena champion, Rock, who uses Rock-type Pokemon as Water type is super effective against Rock. It has only 2 weaknesses, Electric and Plant type.
Okay, let me try and prove you in just a few words why Charmander is definitely a better choice. Well, first of all, it's a Fire type Pokemon. A rare type at the beginning of the game, which means that you won't catch anyone before long. You can catch other Pokemon's types to handle the first arenas. They will fit very well, and then Charmander will show its true domination. It will evolve into the best starter final form of all time, Charizard. It's a fire and flight type Pokemon, which can learn dragon attacks. What a great panel, deadly moves. Earth type attacks are useless, and their speed and special attack skills are amongst the best in the game. Best proof to show you how powerful it is the fact that it can mega evolve into 2 different shapes in the last generation. Which Pokemon has been given the same particularity? Mewtwo, the most popular legendary Pokemon. Then it settles Charizard as the best starter. So it's got different skills like Drought, and Drought can allow him to shoot a solar beam instantly because, yes, it turns into a fire and dragon type, which allows him to learn plant attacks. So it can beat Bulbasaur, and sorry, Bionicle Abbott, and then its own nemesis, Squirtle, sorry, Maxime, with a pen type attack. So remember, it also has great speed. Then, like Hen, it will shoot first. Yours are too mainstream. They only have 1 mega evolution. Can you handle that? No, I don't think so.
Well, interesting agreement you have there. But let me remind you that in the versions we are talking about, there is no kind of mega evolution, so it doesn't count. Then you said that Charizard is a dual type, but in my case, Bulbasaur is a dual type too. But since its first evolution, and since its type are plant and poison, there is no type that is efficient against both of them, unlike other dual type Pokemon.
It does, yes, because your original type is too weak to survive, so you've been given a solution. So do you know a lot of single plant type Pokemon? It's because of the great number of average weaknesses it has.
Okay, you win this one. So let's talk about efficiency while starting the game. Bulbasaur is very efficient against the first gym leaders, so you won't need to catch and train another Pokemon, and that's the best way to save time.
Well, thanks, mate, but in the end, it will not be that efficient. Just a Pokemon with great defense stats. So, finally, Let's talk about the shiny forms of our Pokémon's Turtwiz turns into an awful purple one. Bulbasaur is exactly the same, but darkness is my Charizard becomes black. What is most badass than a black dragon? It's considered as the most beautiful shiny by the community. So, guess who wins another victory?
I don't know if the aspect of the Pokémon can affect the efficiency, but even if it did, the day you come across a shiny starter, please call me and then go buy some Powerball tickets because you will be sure to win.
Yeah, it's just for the badass aspect.
Then I think a full green Bulbasaur is obviously more beautiful than a purple turtle.
To be honest, Charizard is just popular because of its dragon-like form. For those of you who really dug deep into the theory craft, you cannot argue anymore that Charmander is the best starter. Squirtle is the best. Blastoise has the best win rate percentage of the whole game. He has less weaknesses and can conquer mid-game pretty easily, whereas Charmander, respectively Ivysaur, are strongest against late, respectively early game. Just do the math.
I'll leave you some scientific arguments, we definitely can't argue with it.
Charizard still has my heart.
Okay, that's the end for today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Next week, we will talk about another famous game, Call of Duty. And if, as a lot of people say, causes violent behavior leading to criminal acts. But before we give back the antenna, we'll leave you with the remastered version of the Pokémon theme that was created for the first film of the series. A plus sur le bus.
Okay, bye. See you. And talk to you next week.